Now, will you notice verse 1? And you have here the future restoration of Israel and the peace of the kingdom after the judgment of Babylon. And that's in the first 8 verses. Will you notice? For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and he'll yet choose Israel and set them in their own land, and the stranger shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. Now this reaches on down, you see, to the end times. God has said again and again and again that the nation Israel is to be restored to that land. Now, I don't think you see the fulfillment of the prophecies there today. But the interesting thing is, that nation, God will restore them. When he does it, they won't have any problem with Egypt or the Arab world, I can assure you that. And they won't need to turn to either Russia, the United Nations, or the United States. The Lord Jesus will reign there. But the interesting thing is that there's so many today that talk about they believe in the verbal plenary inspiration of the Scriptures. And my, they are loud in proclaiming that. And yet they'll turn right around in a passage like this and say it doesn't mean that at all. It means something else. They're never quite clear just what it means, but it doesn't mean what it says. May I say to you, there's more than one way to deny the inspiration of the Scriptures. The minute you deny the validity of them by denying the reality and the fact that they're literal, then you've denied the inspiration of Scriptures. You can call it anything else you want to. The Lord will have mercy on Jacob. He'll yet choose Israel. Now, the Lord has said that too many times for anyone to say, I didn't quite get it. I think it means something else. And then we're told, verse 2, And the people here, Gentiles, shall take them and bring them to their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. Then they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. Now, friends, that hasn't been fulfilled. The Gentiles are going to return them to Palestine. But they haven't worked toward that end today. They've hindered them. Even Great Britain, when Great Britain had the mandate in that land, forbade them to return even after World War II. But they went in because they had to go somewhere. And that is really a saga of suffering of how multitudes of them went to that land. And Russia today is hindering. And other nations are not concerned at that. Now, the Jews throughout the world are interested in that, and they help any of their brethren to get there. But the Gentiles are not doing it. And I take it that this is not the fulfillment of Scripture. Verse 3, and it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou hast been made to suffer. Now, they have sorrow in that land today, and they are in fear. I walked down through the streets of Jerusalem and the other cities. Soldiers everywhere drive along the highway. They're everywhere. Why are they there? They are in fear. Now, even if things were settled, they'd still be in fear, and I guarantee you that. No rest from sorrow. Verse 4, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased. Now, Babylon here represents, I think, the great enemy in the last days headed up in Babylon of that day. And therefore, it represents the enemies of Israel. And Babylon was an inveterate hater of this nation. Verse 5, the Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hindered. Now, this is the final judgment at the end of the Great Tribulation. That has to take place. This earth must be judged. There's too much injustice here. Somebody's going to have to handle this. Thank the Lord I don't have to. And I'm very thankful that today we don't have to look to men. Now, we're told the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. And they break forth into singing. That hasn't happened. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no fellows come up against thee. After the battle of Armageddon and the coming of Christ, rest and peace come to the earth instead of sorrow. They're singing. Weeping is only for the night. The morn of joy has come. We are told as we move on down that all the pomp and glory of man is removed. We're going to see that again when we come to the 17th and 18th chapters of Revelation.